This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yes, the drive is live. And as you heard, Luke Merrill is in the building in for Clint today. 33 years old, straight out of Connecticut.
Wait for that film.
Got all that. And he has heard of Erykah Badu and has a Macy Gray song. Hell, I think I gotta dig deep to get me a Macy.
I just
some of the
songs. Yo, that something about ginger theme song was fire.
I wouldn't call it fire, but I mean, hell, each his own. But Tyler Miller, you hear him in the building as well. I sent out a tweet, and we appreciate everybody who joins us. You can join us on YouTube as you do every single day. We appreciate you rolling with us. You can join us on the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line and roll with us. As you always do. I did. I sent out a tweet and I said I'm choosing violence. Luke, Tyler, I am. And this may go counter to what I believe the majority of people have been talking about today, fellas. I watched Matlock last night.
The new one?
The new one, not the old one.
That's probably worse.
You do have boomer tendencies sometimes with your television watching.
Kathy Bates has me in a stranglehold. This show is something else.
Hey, now, Kathy Bates, that's bad bitch right there.
I don't know how long. Damn.
Okay. I'm serious. She is in everything.
But Kathy Bates, now I'm telling you, if you ain't watched the new one, it is nice, all right? They got me, watched a little of that, watched a little... Scamantha, finished that one off. I did that. I did not watch hockey. I did not watch what I would like to call the two nations, because I bet you many of y'all don't even know the other two nations involved in this four nations thing.
I do not.
Nobody gave a damn. Nobody was giving a damn about Finland and Sweden. Nobody cared about U.S. Finland.
Mexico doesn't have
hockey.
About
this four nations, right? So it's really two nations. This thing, I listen. I'm out on hockey, and I know many of you are thinking, "Hell, Ron, when were you ever in?" Fair. I was in though. I used to be a fan of hockey, and I watched Stanley Cup. I'll slide in. I'll watch it. Right. I was a huge. I've said it before. Huge Colorado Avalanche fan. All right. I lived and died with Joe Sakic, Peter Forsberg, Claude Lemieux.
Who could forget Joe?
Joe was great. 19. He's one of the best of all time. Then he tried to run the organization in the ground when he was. But anyway, Peter Forsberg's my guy. Patrick Roy, not Roy. That was my guy. I loved Colorado. Uri Krepe. I remember him hitting the game winner. But hockey lost me, and in particular, OPK. OPK keeps wandering his ass to every television set, and I think his 15 minutes of fame is probably up now since it ended last night. See, I'd have been good, Luke, if hockey were to come out and roll through this deal of like, hey, man, Look at the success we've been able to put together with this Two Nations thing. Look at what we've been able to do. This is our sport. Please come in and check out our sport. This is what we do. This is the intensity we bring. This is hockey. Hockey, who Lord knows, needs a bounce back. And they need to try to get there. They got away that Versus deal they did a long time ago. Silliness. But they got back to ESPN, ABC. And hey, they're starting to kind of grow a little bit. But if they can roll there, that's cool. But then they went and took this political playbook and said, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're not just going to celebrate our sport and really bring attention to our sport. No, what we're going to do is we're going to try to lean on all of the things that has become really popular and fun to do and talk about now with the NBA. And we're going to lean on all these narratives that people are pushing forth on the NBA. And instead of just celebrating our sport, no, PK's come to the table. Hey, now albeit I'm going to let you know that I have not watched basketball since Kobe died. Damn it, PK, that was pre-COVID. Hell, I've been here 5 years. Kobe died when I was living in Kansas City. So first off, you've just let us know.
Damn,
you have not.
Damn, it was that long ago.
Yes, first off, you just let
That's
us know.
Wild.
You have not watched basketball at least for 5 years. I'll probably take it to 10. But you're going to come out and roll and not just celebrate your own sport, but hey, we care. All of our hockey players care. Everyone on the ice cares, Luke. And you know what? The NBA players, they don't. Although I'm going to let you know again, I have not watched the sport since Kobe Bryant died. But they don't care.
Doesn't the NBA have an initiative for social media that's like NBA cares?
But I mean, you
I know that's not what you're saying. I just thought of it.
But they just leaned on the narrative of this. And they just keep pounding it and pounding it and pounding it. And you ain't been... Don't nobody care about Finland and Sweden. The only thing that people cared about was a fight that started off because, Tyler, you wasn't, let's just be honest, and many of you weren't. Y'all weren't giving a damn at first about country. I'm not saying you don't give a damn about your country.
Right.
But you weren't driven to hockey, to the Two Nations because of America. No, you saw it was a fight that happened. Three of them in 9 seconds, and that's what drove you there.
That's completely fair.
Mind you, the double standard. If the NBA players popped off and decided to get into a fight three times in 9 seconds, you'd be talking about those thugs and hoodlums. By God, Draymond Green cheap shot somebody, and now we've got people up here wondering if he needs mental help. But y'all want to have them fight. Straight up. I mean, like, I am just over the way that they have decided, Luke, to go about things. Celebrate hockey. Cool, man. Hockey is... I've never had a bad time going to a game to watch hockey. When I lived in Nashville, we'll go see the Predators play. But the way they're going about it, and it's not true. It's not true. If you flip on the Rockets don't play, and when you watch NBA regular season games, they don't play like they do in the All-Star game. And that's what we're trying to compare them to. So they've tried to go to the All-Star game and say, that's how NBA plays. And that's what PK and hockey is trying to put. I heard you, Gary Bettman. You did it too, the commissioner. I'm just over how hockey went a roll this. And I've decided, Tyler, to boycott it. I'm over hockey. I'm done. I'm over.
I always say you have to listen to the message, not the messenger. I get the disdain towards PK. I don't think the message is that wrong or that off. And
I'd love to hear you then, Luke.
I don't disagree with a lot of what you said, but I love the NHL taking this tack because this is the opportunity. This is the best thing that's happened for the NHL in probably decades. So I think you have to strike while the iron is hot and go after that. These are the two winter sports that are battling. And this is the best chance for the NHL because you saw both of them have these all-star break weekends and events. And the NBA fell on its face again with their all-star weekend while the NHL just shot through the ratings. Now, of course, it might be apples and oranges to compare the two because, as you were saying, one was about country and Olympic, and we kind of got that in basketball this past summer.
Yes, they didn't have an all-star game. They had the Olympics.
Sure. So I think it's more of an attack on maybe the NBA in terms of, look, the NBA tried something new this year, too. Both leagues tried something new. The NHL's idea worked a lot better than the NBA's. And I see those two, they're the competitors for the sports fans this time of year. So if I am the NHL, I'm going to take my shots at my competitor when I finally have the opportunity to for maybe the first time in two decades. But I'll also say this about the whole, you know, what you get from an NBA game compared to an NHL game. For the NHL, I think that could be the great selling point. Like, hey, you like what you saw in these games? You could tune into any NHL regular season game, see that same effort. And that's how you try to draw people into your sport. You like what you saw these last couple nights? We have guys that actually go out there, play every game, giving a strong effort, come tune in instead of whatever the NBA is giving you. It's almost like, I grew up a fan of 90s wrestling. It's almost like when WCW took over WWF, and it was something similar where you see what you're getting over there. We're giving you something different. Come check us out. And they stole a lot of viewers away. I think for the NHL, you got to try to do the same thing right now.
Yeah, is the NHL trying to Eric Bischoff and run them out of the ground? Yeah. Are they trying to kill? Is that what the thing is? To try to kill the NBA? Is that what the thing is? Get out of it. Listen, I'm not going to say that the tactic that they used, was it something that I understand is smart? Yeah, we see it in politics all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Smart. I'm not going to say it was smart. It just, to me, I've had enough of it. I've had enough of hockey trying to be the one to school the NBA on success and how to do things. And again, to me, listen, if you think that all of those hockey players that they have in their league all waltz out there every single game and give it supposedly 100% like they are against Canada and the U.S. or Finland. No, there are some guys in hockey who ain't playing to 100% all the time.
Sure, but they're out there.
I'm just saying, there's some guys in the NFL who do it, right? I hear that's my favorite thing, Tyler. Is, oh, hockey, you can't go out there and half-ass it. Well, you probably shouldn't be able to go out there and half-ass it in the NFL. And I can tell you, there are some damn guys that go out there and half-ass it in the NFL.
You remember Albert Haynesworth?
There are some guys that many of you have texted in about the Houston Texans that you wonder, are they giving everything they have?
Dalton Schultz.
So don't give me the physical sport of it. Everybody does that.
Soft
I'm not going to sit here and say that 100% of NBA players go out there and just give it all they've got all 82 games.
Leave it all out there.
But I don't think that's the case in hockey either, because that is nowhere in any walk of life. Each and one of you listening, if you're at work or work a job, there are people at your job, just like there are people in this building, that don't give it everything they got. There are people in this building that are just cool and comfortable with just coming in and getting a check and leaving. There are people like that. Because in every walk of life, don't try to single out the NBA and act like the gall to compare what you've basically created, the Olympics, to an all-star game format is silly to me. Did you watch the Olympics that just occurred when the NBA players were in it? Did you see a different feel to them? Did they have a different emotion because they were playing for their country? Yes. So, I mean, it's an all-star game. Get out of here with this thing.
That's why I would compare the decisions. I think this is a win for the NHL offices in New York over the NBA. We came up with a better idea than you did for our All-Star weekend. But I'll also say this for the NBA is that with that said, it still comes back to the players because they're trying different things. Adam Silver, this was new this year. And what happened, a lot of guys poo-pooed the event on Sunday. I don't think it was very good anyways. But still, it comes down to the effort of the players. If your employer puts in a new policy or a new tactic for your company, you know, you want to see the effort from the employees that are going to sell it. And I would also say in regards to the players, sure, is the NHL always giving 100% effort? Maybe not. Maybe nobody does.
But that's what they're out here pushing. I mean, PK is big time. Our players, they give it all. They give it all.
It's kind of splitting hairs,
though. Our players play every game. Except for Austin Matthews, who's the biggest star on the U.S. team, didn't play the game prior to Canada because he had an upper body thing that he wanted to rest for to be ready for the game against Canada, against Sweden, the game before. But except that, our players play every game. Get out of here.
Yeah, but I think
if the hockey's going to be the one giving people the lessons. You ain't the NFL. Ain't no sport dropped in popularity and dropped in the last 30 years like hockey was and has. You know, we're talking about, what is it? Kobe and Jordan, look what they did for their league. What do you think Wayne Gretzky's looking at when he looks at what the hell you all have done? Or Mario Lemieux, what you all have done to the league? Out of here with this.
But I don't know if the NHL was ever at that peak where you look at the NBA ratings, you know, and they show a different story in the case of the NBA in recent years, and I think in large part because of this rhetoric and load management. And again, while NHL players might not be out there every game, compare games played for NHL players to NBA players. I would also say, what would you rather have as an employer? Would you rather have the guy that's there every day, maybe not giving you 100% all 40 hours of the week, or would you rather have the employee that's calling out every Friday because I can't work 5-day work weeks? You know, I think you'd rather take the guy that they're going to be there. Maybe not giving you 100% every time, but at least they're there. When I pay to go to a game, if Austin Matthews is not giving 100%, at least he's out there. I could see him skate around. But when LeBron's sitting on the bench drinking wine, I got a problem with that. If I'm spending a lot of money to bring my family to go see him, and he you know, doesn't have the ability to suit up for me.
I'm glad. I love that one. I love that one, Luke. I love when you say that, because this happens in every sport, right? But for some reason in the NBA, because the load management thing, this happens in every sport. But for some reason in the NBA, no, it does. It does. You don't get pissed off when Jose Altuve is eating sunflower seeds.
162 games.
Oh, yeah, 82 of them. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of games. All right. Hey, real quick. I'm glad you walked into this. 713-572-4610. You know, I'm going to open up the phone lines for this because I see people rolling in here, just take the L, Ron. No. Hell no. I'm not. It's silliness. What happened? What happened week 18 this past year and happens every year? Did Patrick Mahomes play the last week? Nope. Did Travis Kelce? Nope. Did Chris Jones? Nope. How much did C.J. Stroud play? A drive. The people in Nashville, you think those people paid their money and say, oh, I want to see C.J. Stroud. Oh, he's just going to play a drive. You hear nobody crying about that? How many plays?
Apples and
oranges. How many plays? No. No, it's not. They played a game. They had a game scheduled. It's only 17 of them. Hey, if I'm in Denver, I want to pay my hard-earned money to go see Patrick Mahomes. This is my Christmas present, and his ass ain't on the field. I want to see Josh Allen if I'm in Boston, and his ass isn't on the field. I want to see Saquon Barkley go for the record. His ass ain't on the field. Nobody threw a conniption with the NFL because of it. Say why you really don't like basketball. Say why you really have a problem with the players doing the with your issues with the players as opposed to other sports. I'm not saying you, Luke, but I'm just saying the people. Let's just be honest about it. It happens every year in the NFL. Tyler, you play fantasy football. They've had to stop having the game the last week matter because players don't play.
Yeah.
It happens every single year. It's only 17 of them. I know there's probably some family got tickets to go see, that wanted to go see Saquon Barkley. They didn't get to see him because, hey, he sat out. Was he hurt? Nope. But we do this in other sports. But in basketball, hell, let LeBron be 40 and have an ankle and a foot issue. Hell no, he hates the sport. Get out of here.
Well, I think two things. One, this hasn't always been the case in the NBA. And people always do the comparison of Jordan in the Wizards at 40 years old, played every game, played in the All-Star game. So I think that's part of the issue, is this change over the years. But number two, there's only one league that I'm aware of that has had to institute rules for its awards just to get guys to play enough games. I think that is a real tough look for the NBA when you have to come up with rules. If you want to compete for the MVP this year, you have to actually play enough games. Other sports don't have that issue.
Who do you blame that on?
Well, really, I blame the whole thing, load management, everything. I blame it on Greg Popovich and the San Antonio Spurs for starting this all.
So, do you believe these guys are hurt?
I don't know how to phrase this. Not every time. Yes, some of the times guys sit out, some of the injuries are legitimate. I also think a lot of it is simply truly that load management aspect.
Yeah, kind of like what they do in baseball.
But Jose Altuve played 153 of 162 games. He played 162 game season, only sat out 9 times. Okay. How many NBA stars play an 82 game season and sit out more than 9 times?
LeBron played 77 games.
LeBron's actually pretty good. I know he becomes the poster child.
Personal child of it, yeah.
He becomes the poster child. A lot of people point to LeBron. LeBron, actually, to his credit, he is out there playing the majority of games.
All right.
Unfortunately, that's not the case for a lot of guys.
713-572-4610. I see some people rolling here. I am done. I'm done with hockey. And I love I love to watch the sport. I really do. But this war on the NBA and the blame of players, like players are just walking in and telling coaches, here, I ain't going to play. This is what I'm going to do. This is what you all have convinced yourself to believe. Tell the truth. Tell the truth of why it is. Why you are doing a double standard with hockey, the gall of them to come in and try to tell people. Then hockey, then NBA. Silliness. We'll hear from you coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, all these hockey fans we got rolling in. I know you guys are going to be just clearing your whole Saturday up.
I never missed an Arrows game, dude.
For Red Wings Wild coming up on ABC at 11:30 on Saturday. I can't wait to see the numbers on that, PK. Yeah, PK. Ooh, this is it. You had a great 6 days. You had to have the President of the United States call them the 51st state for them to boo the national anthem, to have a planned three fights in 9 seconds to get you to the party.
Shouldn't have been booing our anthem.
Let's see what those numbers are Saturday. ABC, Red Wings, hosting Wild.
Yeah. By the way, NHL ratings this year are horrendous, for the record.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Worse than ever before.
And before PK got on here and Gary Bettman and the rest of hockey, I was hoping it would go up. But now I got to be out on hockey until I get an apology from hockey.
You know what? I'll be out on hockey too, man. I'm with you.
Shut up.
I've been out on hockey since.
I've never watched a full hockey game.
Since the last time there was a fight is when you were out on.
The most hockey I've ever watched was a Texas A&M club team.
I hate them. They took that from me. I watched the ladies in the Olympics. Jokers.
Lady hockey?
I enjoy it.
I'm not sure I even knew that exists.
I crack me up. These jokers then just said, hey, I know what we'll do to go up against them. We'll create the Olympics.
Hey, the NBA, they might take it.
Smart move.
Yeah, they might steal it.
World Baseball Classic.
No, the NBA should. They need to go back to East West and these guys. And I want to say, I'm not saying the NBA doesn't have any issues, Luke. I'm not saying that. I think they have been a part of why they're in a down part right now. But damn, hockey, calm down. Y'all ain't in no place to be telling jokers how to run stuff with your two nations. Again, did anybody give a damn about Finland and Sweden? Anybody give a rip about that?
Bueller.
Maybe if they could have the United States and Canada play once a month. Maybe that's how we rock and roll. All right. There are some people who disagree. I look at the text line. I see people here on YouTube and Twitch. Sean, thank you for calling in. Where are you disagreeing with me at, Sean?
Well, I'll just start off by saying I'm not a hockey guy, but I listened to the PK interview, and I don't think anything that he said about the NBA was incorrect. Just because the hockey's ratings might suck doesn't mean what he was saying about the NBA is wrong. And this is coming from somebody who, growing up, the NBA was my favorite sport. And in recent years, it's fallen off to probably my third favorite sport. I'm a much bigger Texans fan and Astros fan now than I used to be. And please clear something up. Did you just try in the last segment to compare a NBA star missing a game to Patrick Mahomes missing week 17 or week 18, whatever it was?
I think the complaint has been that these guys have load management. And as Luke went through and said, hey, I buy my ticket and I want to go and see LeBron James. That's always the example we use. I want to go see LeBron James. I've saved up my money one time to go see LeBron James, and we get there and he doesn't play. And I compared week 18 every year, teams that already have their stuff wrapped up, they don't play their best players. And there are moments where fans save up their money to go to the game to go see Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or CJ Stroud, and then they show up and don't play. But nobody loses their mind about football when they do that and say the players don't care about the fans. Is that not a fair assessment? That not a fair?
I don't think it is. If there's an NFL fan who's doing that and saving up for a week 18 game when a team's already clinched a number one seed as the game they're going to go to, that's kind of on them, as opposed to you're comparing it to LeBron James, who's taking a random game off in the middle of the NBA season.
No, he's not taking a it's not a random game off. There's a reason for why he's taking the game off. But no, I'm sorry, you don't save up money. You don't look at the road schedule and save up money and say, oh, this is a game that I want to go to. You don't do that?
I'm a season ticket holder, so I go to every game. But, you know, I get what you're saying. But at the end of the day, every year there's teams that sit their players in week 18 because they've already ripped up a seed for the NFL playoffs. So, I mean, to me, that's not comparable to a guy who's missing a game in the middle of the season when, you know, they still don't have any NBA seedings wrapped up yet or whatnot, all because they want to take some time off to rest.
So, John, let me get this right. So are you saying that fans should just say to hell with getting any games late into the season because – when you're buying tickets, you know if a certain team has things locked up? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, there's season tickets that exist, so there's going to be people who go to every game regardless. And some people are going to, realistic sports fans are going to have the expectation when you get toward the end of the season, if you've got a seating wrapped up, the team might not play, they rest their starters. That's right. A normal thing that most sports fans are going to understand. Yeah.
I appreciate the call, Sean. I want to get to Eddie. Someone texted and said, this happens every year, Ron. Listen to what Sean is saying. Yeah, it happens every year that teams are going to take games, that players are going to take some games off. Just like it happens every year that the Astros and the rest of baseball players are going to take certain games off. You don't know when it is. They do it in the middle of the year. But don't lose your mind when, yes, it's not weird to look at a schedule and say, hey, Patrick Mahomes is coming week 18. That's who I want to go see. And then somebody go buy their tickets. But nobody's losing their mind. Eddie, I'm going to let you get in here. Go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, I want to agree with the last caller so far as football. Once again, if you buy a ticket in week 18 and you're expecting to see Mahomes, you're stupid. A better analogy for you, Ron, is baseball. Because I've on any, that one too. You know, 100. Yeah, you know, baseball makes sense because no one's going to play 162 games unless you're Cal Ripken.
But in your mind, you think playing 82 of them makes sense.
82 does not make sense for them to play all 82. My problem with your argument, Ron, is, and what you're saying without saying is, when you talk about a double standard, you've got a problem with the NHL specifically on fighting. And what you're saying without saying it is, you're irritated that the white sport, hockey, they'll accept fighting where the black sport won't accept it.
I didn't say that, but you think that's something to be irritated about? You think that's something to be irritated about? Oh, hell, it's out
no,
there.
Sir.
Of course, yeah. Of course, so.
No, sir.
No,
it's,
sir.
It's
Why
an entirely
not?
Different sport.
Oh,
because
it's
in hockey, two guys can wail on each other for 5 minutes. And no one even goes to the hospital. You can get one hit in basketball, ask Rudy T, and you almost die. It's two totally different sports.
You don't think that there could be a possible of serious injury in hockey? Yes, I think it's crazy that any sport allows fighting. I think it's stupid that
it's
any sport allows
fighting.
It's part
of the game in hockey.
Yeah, okay, it's stupid. We used to smoke on airplanes. We don't do that anymore. It's stupid. Anybody could get seriously injured.
But it's
someone could fall on the ice.
Accepted.
That's fine. It's accepted. But in the NBA, they are made to be thugs. If someone like Draymond Green or somebody gets physical, or Ron Artest gets physical, they're made to be thugs. And now people say, "Oh, the game is soft. They don't play with any physicality." You don't want them to. You don't want them to. See what?
See, when you say thugs. What you're saying is black thugs.
No, you're saying that.
Because
I'm
they're
saying
black
what
players.
They're,
no, that's what you're saying.
No, it's
and
not.
That's why
you
you're
said
having
that.
An issue with
you
it.
You said that, Eddie. You're
no,
putting
but that's
words.
Why you've got an issue with the NBA.
No, no, no. Here, Eddie. Don't put words in my mouth. I will tell you what I have
that's
an issue
everyone
with.
Listening knows that's what you're saying.
Well, listen to me, Eddie. Do you want to hear me say it?
Okay.
You good?
I'm good.
Eddie, I have an issue with. And yes, of course, race has something to do with it. Just like your opinion is the way it is.
It shouldn't.
Well, of course it shouldn't. But do you get the, can you understand why black folks will watch the NBA and Draymond is called a thug when he doesn't do anything near what happens in hockey? And when they get into fights before the game, they plan, text message each other to fight three different times before the game starts. And people look at that and cheer it and hooray, it's great. Do you see why some people would have an issue with
that? It's part of the way the game is played in hockey. It's part of the way the game has been played forever.
You know what else used to be a part of the way that the NBA was played? The way what happened with Rudy T? The physicality of what happened with the Pistons?
No way. It's
the physicality of what happened with the Pistons? That didn't used to be the game? That didn't used to be the game?
That has never been, no, somebody cold-clocking someone and almost losing their life? You're telling me that's the way the NBA has been played?
Did you watch the Pistons and the Celtics? Did that used to,
yes,
in the Lakers?
I know.
Was it physical? Was it physical? Do we see that anymore now?
Yes, it does.
Why did they take that out of the game? Did that used to happen?
Yeah.
Why did they take that out of the game?
Well, I don't know if it was ever.
Why did they take that out? Why did they move away from that? Why did they move away from? Clearly, they put in rules to change it. Why?
Yeah, but like my point being, like, there's fouls in basketball, right? Like, if you were playing under the guise of the rules of the league, there's not much that can be said. Where hockey, like if you outlaw fights and you're still fine. I think the comparison in hockey would be a cheap shot. Like you check somebody into the boards when they're already off balance or something. That's where you say, man, that was a dirty hit by that guy. Just like in the NBA, if you kick a guy in the junk, it's like, well, that's not really part of the up and down flow of basketball. It's kind of a cheap shot there, too.
It felt like it ripped my nuts off.
Yeah. I don't know where we got into race in this thing. But it is. You're right on that, Eddie. It circulates through a lot of it. Yes. Yes. America accepts fighting in hockey and does not accept near fighting in the NBA. Yeah, that is true. You take with that how you want to. Coming up, I think the Rockets are playing. I think the Rockets had the T-Wolves tonight. We'll discuss.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mokarum Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Sometimes you need it. I'm a little feisty show today. A little feisty.
I like a feisty Friday show.
And Sean and Eddie, to you, great conversation, fellas.
Really was.
You saw... I was just at the barbershop. If you see me on YouTube and Twitch, I am clean as whistle. I mean, you know, shout out to
you. You are looking pretty good, haircut. Man.
This is like what I just had with Sean and Eddie. I just had a similar conversation I had at the barbershop. That's for me. There ain't no hard feelings.
Mm-mm.
I see you, Eddie. You just hit me up on the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line. It was a fun discussion. It was. I do want to clear up something. I do want to move to the Rockets. Something that Eddie said, because you got me, I got me rolling. And Eddie brought up the thought of, you're mad. He said you're mad because the white players get to fight and the black players don't. I'm not, and I want to clear up if I didn't say it plainly enough then, which I probably did. My thing, Luke, is I don't have an issue. I have an issue with players fighting because I think somebody is going to get really, really hurt. I think there are a lot of things that we used to allow in all sports that used to be in the game. Like Dick Night Train Lane just absolutely tattooing people coming across the middle. We clearly understand that we don't allow Steve Atwater to just roam around the field anymore.
EA Sports.
All right, Ronnie Lott can't do what he used to. We changed some things. Safe. I think somebody's going to get hurt. I don't mean just from cheap shots. I remember Chris Draper getting taken out. I remember Eric Lindros in the playoffs getting taken out, but that was over cheap hits. I'm talking about, I think somebody is going to hit that cat that fell on the ice. There is one move in a fight, you lose it and your head hits the ice, and like somebody's gonna, so I don't like it. But my issue is not that the white players get to fight and then in the NBA, predominantly a black players in the league don't get to fight. My thing is the reaction. with hockey, when they fight, it is praised. And hell yeah, look at the passion and intensity. And when Draymond Green gets up and kind of sneakily hits Nurkic in the neck or in the face afterwards, we got people asking questions about his mental health and does he need help. And there's a thought of, as I did say earlier, a thought of, look at these guys, look at these thugs, look at these, they fight all this. I don't like the way the two different things are looked or viewed or talked about. Okay, that is what I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Hey, if hockey is a part of the game, if you're going to do it, that's fine. But that's my biggest issue.
Last thing, I know you want to get to the Rockets, but any of you people out there, any of our listeners, we love you to death listening, riding with us every single day. But if you ever call in or you want to be someone who calls in, take freaking notes from what you just heard from Sean and Eddie. That is how you have a very passionate, excellent, a very respectful, you can get into your own takes, but that is how you go about it.
As aggressive as you are, Ron, you would make a good hockey player from the text line. No, I wouldn't. I can't roller skate.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to say I can't, the way that Luke just looked at me. I don't want to say that
Luke, you don't know how to ride a bike either.
It's a fair
either.
One because of my bike issues.
I didn't know this, but you don't know how to ride a bike.
I'll say this. I haven't roller skated in or now we used to go to Skate Land, baby. We used to do this. Shout out to Grandview. But I haven't put on skates in 12, 15 years. So I
used to be a kick-ass rollerblader.
I think it would take me a little bit right now to get to it. Yeah. And no, I can't land. Hey, I never seen that. You ain't never heard me one time say these hockey players ain't tough. And even though they are tough, they are tough as hell.
Oh, hell yeah. So half of them don't have all their teeth.
I don't think I can survive. I woke up every day contemplating quitting two a days in high school. So I'm not going to say that I can make it as a hockey player.
That's where I'll defend you. I skated growing up. We used to play roller hockey.
I never done that.
I got on skates this past winter for the first time in probably 20 years and was petrified. I was terrible. I used to be able to skate pretty well. Same with riding a bike. Rode a bike for the first time in years. It's not the same when you were a kid. I'm a little shaky on that thing now.
Yeah.
So I defend you there.
Just like riding a bike.
I say no. And especially the ice skates are even worse. Good luck out there.
Let me jump in this, Luke. I know you watch us and carry it. Those of you on the text line, YouTube and Twitch as well. The Rockets return tonight against the T-Wolves. This is a big game. Minnesota's 2.5 behind you, and they are in the seventh spot. This recent run of the Rockets, they've invited the play-in back on the tape. Right? They've dropped down. And they are now a half game in front of the Lakers for the five spot. But they play the T-Wolves. And we heard yesterday that Jabari Smith will be back. And Fred Van Fleet is a game time decision. What's your starting lineup? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. What's your starting lineup for the Rockets tonight?
I'm changing my answer from what I told you earlier. I am going.
And I'm
going
to say this. Fred is healthy. So Fred is an option.
I'm going with Fred. I'll just say I'm having Thompson come off the bench.
Man, you're getting, so Thompson's off the bench.
I switch. Yeah, Dylan Brooks in the starting lineup because
pull him back the carpet a little bit, as we say here on the drive, or the curtain. Luke's starting lineup before the show was Fred if he's healthy, Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks.
Amen
Thompson,
yep.
Jabari Smith, and then Şengün.
Yep. Now I'm swapping Brooks for Thompson.
Why?
It's really simple.
Amen Thompson's been growing.
I know.
He's rolling.
Honestly, this is probably not a good answer, but just to, what's that expression? Not disrupt the apple cart. Those five guys I named, my starting five, would be guys that have started every game they played, where Thompson is a little more used to coming off the bench. I know it's not a great reason. He's been playing really well. He's been a lot better as a starter. His usage rate is also up, so that helps because they've needed to rely on him more. But I just think, and you kind of put it in my ear earlier too about, you know, I don't think it would work as well for Dylan Brooks. He's not a guy used to coming. I like having a veteran come off the bench, but he's never really done it because that's like his second year in the league. I don't think it'd go over well. So I'm going with the five guys that are used to starting. Thompson has that experience of coming off the bench for half of the season. I'm just going to put together what to me is the simplest lineup, even if just coming off the bench to me, he might play more minutes, but just have him come off the bench, the other guys start.
Yeah, that's my thought with Dylan. I think a man in Jabari would just roll through it, right? I think this is between Smith Jr. and I think it's between a man. Between those two. Because I do think, I think it's between a man and Dylan Brooks. Because I think you need his size and shot blocking, especially when you have him next to Şengün. I think you need his shot blocking out there. So I think it's between those two, and I do. I think Dylan Brooks, I think you could be in line for some Ryan Presley-like feels. You know what I mean? And that kind of the pout and kind of the what the, like, how long did Ryan Presley ever get it together? You think, like, I'm talking from a mental standpoint, like, did he ever get and accept that role? I don't know if he ever did. I don't know if he ever accepted that. I think if you pull Dylan Brooks and put him on the bench, I think it would at least to me be an adjust, because he started on playoff teams in Memphis, and he's coming in here to go to the bench for Amen Thompson. Now he, like many athletes, are delusional and thinks he's probably better than Amen Thompson right now. I'm certain that he thinks that.
For sure.
Which I think is a big part of why Dylan Brooks has made it to where Dylan Brooks is. But I'm with you. That's where I would go. I think I would keep Dylan in, and I think Amen would be fine coming off the bench. And I think that extra, now he may finish the game, and I think and that's probably what's going to happen anyway. But to me, I don't know that Dylan Brooks would handle it as well. All right, coming up as we continue, the Texans, they made a post. They made a post on the old Twitter today. We got to respond to that thing. We'll do that coming up next.
On 610 with Pendergast to rock the show.